presentation.
Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning, good morning. My glass is always half full. That's a new ad. I like that. I'm not sure who threw that one in, but I guess you could probably say that. I'm an optimistic person. Anyway, good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. It's first day of daylight savings, and
so everybody has their coffee half full.
Yeah. Well, if you have pets or young children, maybe you were able to sleep in a little bit. I have a dog who is 5:30, 4:30, actually even 4:30 sometimes. She's at the edge of my bed going, come on, it's time to get up. So today she slept in because, you know, to her it was an hour earlier. Anyway, and then tomorrow getting the kids up, off to school is always tough for those parents. Anyway, good morning. We're going to be talking about reverse mortgage today, and we have David Carter here, reverse mortgage specialist with Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC, which is one of the largest reverse mortgage companies, lenders
correct.
In the country.
Correct.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
I'm excited to talk about reverse mortgage because I'm easily excited about real estate and lending, I guess. But really, it's an interesting topic because a lot of people don't understand reverse mortgage.
I find that commonly.
Yeah, and with our aging population, I think it's a really good option. So we're gonna dive in probably just right after the break, because I wanted to cover a couple of things that I have going on real estate related and talk about loan interest rates and whatnot. And then we're going to come back on and talk to David Carter. What is a reverse mortgage? What, who can use it? Different types of reverse mortgages. So lots of good information. So stay tuned for that. I wanted to just talk briefly about interest rates. And I was surprised. I pulled up rates and I've been seeing people getting, you know, close to 5% interest rates. David and I talked right before the show, and I showed him this printout from Wells Fargo, 4.25% for a 30-year fixed rate, VA 4.125, 15-year 3.62. I mean, that's nice to see. And you know, with any loan, any lender, it's going to depend on a lot of different circumstances and what your credit score is, what type of loan you're getting, how much money you're putting down, lots of variables. But it's good to see that they're coming down a little bit.
It's great to see.
It is good to see. So if you're out looking, you didn't quite qualify, or maybe, you know, check and see, and maybe you qualify for a little bit more now. Good. So the market, I think we're starting to see the market tick up a little bit with more, you know, we always warn people to get their houses on the market before we hit spring, because everybody's waiting till spring. And there's 626 houses on the market as of today, this morning, and 84 of those, and then an additional 84 condos. Excuse me. Joe hit the button too late. Anyway, you got to hear me clear my throat. We're seeing a lot of buyers out there too, though. So, you know, more homes coming on the market, but more buyers out there looking. I've got a property. I wanted to talk about a couple of open houses I have today. And one of these is a property that Mike Kelly had listed last year. And last year, if you were paying any attention at all to the real estate market, you know that we kind of had this weird stall of everything. You know, everything kind of came to this screeching halt back in the fall. And, you know, everybody had been talking about, well, this is going to happen. Things are slowing down. We're feeling a shift. But nobody really... people were still pricing their homes based on what we were seeing the months prior. We usually look about 3 months back and base our suggested list price on that information and what's on the market currently. So a lot of people got caught up in this, you know, priced as we all thought they should be, and then everything came to a screeching halt. New homes were coming on the market, listings were coming on the market with the knowledge now that these homes had been sitting and they were priced a little too high. So they had the advantage, I think, of, you know, coming on at the correct price, where the homes that had come on a little too high were still kind of floundering at that higher price, and then you start chasing the market down. A couple of listings that Mike had got caught up in that, and they came off the market. Blackstone, I put back on last end of February. We got that one into escrow last week, and they're very happy to, you know, that the market has picked up enough to have a lot of activity, and got that back on the market. Or back in escrow. Hexham is the one I'm going to be at today. So 1120 Hexham. This you probably heard Mike talk about a lot. It's a 1947 home that was a two-bedroom, one-bath home. And in the 1950s, the family added a huge addition on. Ended up being 2,300 square feet. Now three-bedroom, two-bath. The original family grew up, lived, and kept this home. And the son is now selling it. And the two brothers that live there, it's a really interesting property, and it'd be great for somebody that had the vision to come in and make it, you know, bring it up to what it really could be. It's a great neighborhood over there in Hexham, Proctor Terrace Elementary School. It's just a great way to get your foot in the door in that neighborhood. Do some work. It's very livable. You could move in, and you could, you know, over time, bring it up to what you'd like to see it be. So, and it has the potential of being maybe a second unit, because they kept the original kitchen. So it has the original kitchen and the new kitchen in a really long floor plan. So it would be a really good, and we're going to talk to David Guin about, who's a city planning City manager, city planner. Sorry, David. Anyway, I'm talking to him a little bit about seeing how we could make that into two units, because somebody may want to do that, and I think it's a good property for that. So this is listed at 665. I'm going to be there today from 1 to 4, and I'll be there holding it open 1 to 4, and look forward to seeing you there. So the other one is a condo on, or a PUD actually, on Cross Avenue. 2309 Cross Avenue. It's two bedroom, two bath, condo, single level, great end unit with a wraparound yard with a deck, and it's listed at 319. So we're getting a lot of activity, a lot of showings on that, and I have another agent from Keller Williams who will be holding that one open today. So make sure you get out and see open houses, get out there and shop for homes, talk to your lender, because interest rates are down, so it's a great time to get out there looking. I do have something coming up on Los Olivos, and we'll talk about that later, but I'll leave that as a little tease. If you're looking for a property, another fixer, another really interesting property, that's at 1996 Los Olivos, coming up next week. So that's all I have going on today for real estate, and I look forward to coming back after the break and talking to David Carter about reverse mortgage. So stay tuned, and we're going to take a little break. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and we're here with David Carter talking about reverse mortgage.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at AllisonNorman.kw.com.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. It's the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning, Sonoma County's news and talk. Sonoma County's FM news talk. They've changed it up. It'll always be 1350 AM to me, but I know they're really pushing that 103.5 and 94.5 is another opportunity listening to KSRO on FM. That's great. There's so many options. And also KSRO.com is a really good way, streaming live. You can pull up KSRO.com and listen live.
Right, KSRO.com. And if you ever miss, you're not awake, you forgot to set your clock to hour, you wouldn't be listening now, but the podcast is usually on by noon. So you can go back and listen to the show if you miss
I've seen them coming up right away. I think, it's really good because we used
to. You never know what the computer wants.
I know. Well, Mike and I used to, we'd call midweek and go, is it up yet? And now they've changed the system and it's really nice. It comes right up. So if you did miss it, or if you hear some information on today's show and you go, gosh, I didn't write that down. I'd really like to know. Just pull up KSRO.com. It's a little tricky to find. You go KSRO.com, you go to shows, the drop-down menu, and then you go to the Ask the Expert drop-down menu, and look for Allison Norman /real estate, and that's the show. So you can find all the podcasts, and actually you can find all of Mike's old podcasts, too. They've kept all of that, so there's a lot of really good information and a lot of good shows to listen to on that podcast. On those podcasts. So, as promised, we've got with us today David Carter, certified reverse mortgage professional Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC. And as I said, that's one of the largest reverse mortgage lenders in the country, doing lots of reverse mortgage across the country. And we're going to talk to Dave. And you have... how long have you been doing reverse mortgages? Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here. Oh, boy. 14 years. All going on 15 now, I realize. 2004 was the first reverse mortgage loan that I closed.
Nice. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of reverse mortgage experience. So looking forward to talking to you about it. And I wanted to kind of just start out, talking really kind of reverse mortgage 101.
Okay.
What is a reverse mortgage and who can it help?
Okay. Well, anyone from age 62 and over qualifies, and it's a flexible type of home loan that is exclusively for homeowners and home buyers. We want to talk about home buyers too.
Yeah, today. That's an interesting twist.
Yes, it is an interesting twist. Age 62 or older.
Okay.
Most of them are called home equity conversion mortgage, or for today we'll call it a HECM, and that's the FHA insured reverse mortgage. These allow borrowers to convert equity in their home into income tax free funds without having to sell the home, and that's big.
Yeah,
there's not many ways to get a hold to access the equity you've got in your home without selling.
Right,
reverse mortgage is one.
Okay, and it's that older population that would really benefit from staying in home, maybe being able to bring in a caregiver, live out their life. And not to say, 62, you've got a lot of life left.
A lot of my clients are like me. I'm a Medicare age this year.
Uh-huh.
And
happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm seeing lots of boomers who are looking at their home equity as an asset to manage. Mm-hmm. Although I'm seeing a lot more strategic use of home equity for people that want to stay put, but get their turn that asset into available funds.
Yeah. Okay. And so, how does that work, and how does it differ from just a regular line of credit that you pull out?
In many ways, they have a lot of similarities to a home equity line of credit or HELOC, but they're different in that qualifying is not based on your income or your ability to make a repayment of the loan. The line of credit option with a reverse mortgage is a line of credit that's in place for as long as you live in the home, as long as it's your primary residence, and there is no end date or termination.
Okay.
Over time, the money that you draw from the reverse mortgage never requires repayment, monthly payments.
Oh, so that's a big
There's the big
know.
One. I should lead with that.
Yeah, lead with that. You never make a payment.
You never make a payment. Exactly right. So the money borrowed does not require a monthly repayment, and you can't get in trouble for that. I mean, there's no foreclosure.
Right, because that's the nature of the loan is that you're getting this money, and you don't have to make a payment on it.
Correct.
I mean, eventually somebody's going to pay.
Eventually, someone must make a payment because the interest does accrue. It adds on to the money you've borrowed. But there is no date in the future that it must be paid off until the last borrower in the home passes away, permanently moves out, or you choose to sell the home.
Okay. Yeah, and I had that question to you as well as, I know there's a timeline when somebody passes, but then also there husband and wife, or you know, spouses in the home, both on the loan. One passes away. Does it just continue on with that?
Correct.
That remaining spouse
just rolls right along. Has no impact on the termination or the due date, I should call it, of the loan. When that last borrower passes away, let's take the example of someone passing away in the home, you then have a year to settle the debt. And I'm quick to say that's not automatic. You don't automatically have a year to pay. You've got to respond in 60 days to the lender and notify them of the passing of the borrower.
Okay.
Identify yourself as the legal representative of the estate and state your intentions, how you're going to pay the loan off, which could be a sale of the home, or it could be a refinance of the debt.
Okay.
Or if you have other assets, if the heirs have other assets, they simply can pay off what's owed.
Okay.
That's an important feature of the reverse mortgage. One, you always own the home. The reverse mortgage doesn't mean you give up your home, and that's a common misconception.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And second, people have the notion that somehow you lose all the equity in your home with the reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not the case. It's like any mortgage. At the time you've got to pay it off, you pay off what's owed on the home you own, and the remaining equity is yours or your estate. There's a very unique protection with a reverse mortgage called non-recourse feature. And that means that in the worst case, if your loan debt grew and grew and grew and grew for years, and we had an episode like we had in the late 2000s where home values crashed.
Right.
In theory, you the borrower could end up owing more than your home is worth.
Mm-hmm.
Upside down, we call it.
Yeah, and all the short sales that we saw.
Correct.
I did see a couple that were, or one that we, Mike and I had looked at and thought about, they wanted to list it, but it was short. And how is that handled?
Well, in that case,
with the
reverse mortgage, the borrower or the heirs have no debt obligation greater than the value of the home at the time of settlement.
Okay.
So if you got into a worst case situation, you're owing, just to pick a number, $300,000, mm-hmm. on a house worth $250,000. The bad news is there's no more equity left, mm-hmm. for the heirs. The good news is you don't owe anything beyond what the house can sell for. And we, the lender, reverse mortgage funding, accept that as the debt payoff.
Okay.
No pass-through to the heirs and no pass-through to other assets. So you walk away with no equity, but no penalty beyond that.
Yeah. But I think it's important to say you have no equity, but while you were alive, you were enjoying the yes. money that you were able to pull yes. out of the house.
Yes.
Which is, I think, a huge benefit of a home equity. And I and you brought up a good point about, you know, using up the equity. And I told you the story about, you know, my mom. I've talked to her about, you know, why, Mom, why don't you get a home equity line, you know, reverse mortgage. And she's, you know, no, I don't want it. It'll use up the equity. I'm going to eventually pass on to you and your sister. And I'm like, but it's going to improve your quality of life now. I don't care if you pass on the, you know, if you use some of the equity or all of the equity. It's your money. It's your house, you know.
Bless her for that.
yeah, thanks, Mom. Love
but,
you.
But
yeah.
How
you
about
know,
your own comfort and health and safety?
Right. And I think it's, I know they've changed over the years,
yes.
I think. And I think we have time to talk about that. So how has a reverse mortgage changed? And maybe the old reverse mortgage was something that the older population is going, no, I don't want to do that. And they've heard horrible things about reverse
Absolutely.
Mortgage. So, yep. Absolutely. What do you think? What are some of the...
Back in the bad old days, there was a product called a reverse mortgage annuity. It's not today's reverse mortgage. It sort of hijacked the name, and still today it... The bad reputation has been carried through.
Uh-huh.
Those were an insurance product that were the reverse mortgage annuity was to fund purchasing an annuity using your home equity. So it was mandatory you'd buy an annuity product
okay.
with funds from your home. The loans could be called due at any point, and you could lose your home in a traditional sense, from what I understand. I've never seen one. It's
yeah.
been probably 25 years since they were available.
Right. But that yeah. population that is now
yes.
eligible remembers that
yes.
as the reverse mortgage.
FHA actually stepped into the space in 1989 and started. That's when the first reverse mortgage, the HECM, was done. And since that time, they've made the rules and regulated it. They don't issue these loans, but they regulate them, create the rules, and have turned them into a very viable financial planning tool. It's really what I see them as, and
yeah.
most of my younger clients also see. Younger is 62, or by older. The way, older. Yeah,
right. Because you have to be 62 to qualify. Now, do both people in the household on the loan have to be 62?
Important change in more recent years. No, one must be 62.
Okay,
another that would be a non-borrowing spouse, and he or she does not disqualify you from the loan. I won't dig into the details
okay.
of how we calculate how much you get and so forth, but it's an important protection
okay.
for a non-borrowing spouse.
Interesting.
Yeah.
yeah. So that's good to know.
Yes.
So they're not actually on the loan, but it's okay
well,
for them to...
they are not on the loan.
Okay.
But in the old bad old days, 10 years ago, if you had a non-borrowing spouse... and there's only one borrower, and he or she dies, the loan is due to be paid back.
Right.
Now, with the non-borrowing spouse, the loan is not due to be paid back as long as he or she remains in the home.
As the primary residence.
As the primary residence.
Rules. Okay.
So they have the same rights to continue living in the home. The loan is not due to be paid off until he or she permanently moves out.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep. So that's a good one. But she or he, they cannot access the equity line.
Okay. So the line is, they can't
yes.
draw on the funds, but they
exactly.
don't owe immediately.
They don't right. owe immediately. So they are protected.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. All righty. Well, and so we're gonna talk more about that. I'm trying to think. I had another question, and I can't think of what it was. Well, I guess I know. What do we have 30 seconds to talk about? And then we'll come back and we're going to dig deeper into. I'm really interested about
fast.
the purchase, reverse
yeah.
mortgage purchase. And so we're going to dig into that when we come back from the news. And then also wanted to cover kind of how there's some different how old, depending on how old the person is, how much money they can get. Is there like a formula? Is there something you
yes.
can go into about that without, you know? Getting to, okay, good. So we're going to come back after the news. We were with David Carter, a reverse mortgage specialist, and we'll be right back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Commercial satellite images show activity at a North Korean nuclear site just days before the talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Hours ago, National Security Advisor John Bolton would not comment specifically on that, but...
The president's confident in his personal relationship with Kim Jong-un. He's invested a lot of time in trying to develop that relationship.
Bolton on ABC's This Week says strong economic sanctions remain in place against North Korea. No survivors, 157 people aboard, including 8 Americans, from an overnight crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jetliner shortly after takeoff from the capital, Addis Ababa. It was headed to Kenya. James Macaria, Kenyan... Transport Secretary.
There were at least 35 nationalities. And I'm saying at least because as of now, two are unknown.
Most clocks should be set an hour ahead across America for daylight saving time. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Afternoon showers expected, a slim chance of thunderstorms, high 55, 53 along the coast, partly cloudy tonight, low 35, 40 on the shores. Blue skies for tomorrow at 63, 57 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday morning showers expected, high 57, 53 along the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. This is Allison Norman. So, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. You may feel like it's, you know, at like 8:30 right now, but it truly is 9:30. Happy daylight savings time. I actually like, I don't like today because you lose an hour, but I just kind of roll with it. And you know, you turn your clocks and most of them automatically turn, and you just like anyone when you're traveling, I think, you know, in a time change, I was told once that you just roll with it and don't think, oh, it would have been, you know, yesterday it would have been an hour earlier. And anyway, I enjoy the fact that it's going to be light later. I get to show properties later in the day. I get to, you know, have a barbecue out on the patio, not in the dark. Anyway, so happy daylight savings and happy almost spring. We have Dave Carter. We've been talking about reverse mortgage. So David Carter is with Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC. Which only does reverse mortgage. You've been doing it for, 14, 15 years. So you're an old pro. And I think it's such a great product. And we have such a large population of people that qualify for this product that I really like to educate people about it. So thank you for what you do. And I'm glad you're here today talking about it. So we wanted to talk about I wanted to cover just that there's two types. There's actually three types, kind of. Yeah. One is the purchase, and we're going to dig into that. But the two different types of it's a line of credit.
The reverse mortgage line of credit.
Okay.
Or the fixed rate, which is a lump sum.
Okay.
Draw.
So you can, and it's based on the amount of equity a person has in their home.
They're an insurance company, and so they set the numbers for us, because they may ultimately have to pay off. So the formula considers the value of the home and the borrower's age.
Okay.
The older you are, from 62 and older, the more you get, because the formula assumes you're not home as long, the debt won't be as large
right
as it would be a 62-year-old as compared to an 85-year-old.
Yeah, and it's interesting because your mind kind of looks at that and goes, hang on a minute, you know, the older you are, the more you get. So, but it makes sense. Like you said, right. You're going to be in the home logically. I mean, you know, statistically,
yes,
for less time. So they're going to give you more money,
correct,
up front because you're going to use less.
So the interest rate is not part of the. I mean, it's not. You don't get a better interest rate because you're older or younger. It's really pretty simple. It's home value, age, and the current interest rate in the interest rate market.
But okay.
But really, we want to talk about home value and age.
Okay.
From that, you qualify for a principal limit. That's the maximum amount you can borrow.
Okay.
The borrower has a choice of either having an adjustable rate loan, which is, this is the reverse mortgage line of credit that mm-hmm. I should have mentioned before. That line of credit, the unused portion grows. So it increases, guaranteed, as part of the loan contract terms.
Yeah.
And that line of credit can never be capped or frozen. You never have to start making payments on any cash you've drawn.
Sounds so good to be true. Too good
well,
to
I
be
hear
true.
That. I do hear people say that.
People go, what's the catch, right?
What's the catch? Well, there really is no catch.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But you've got to be age 62.
Right, that's the only catch.
So there's a lot of flexibility with that line of reverse mortgage line of credit in when you draw and how much you draw and so forth. And then the other option is fixed rate.
I'm sorry. So I was just going to say, so they tell you, you would tell the person you get, you know, there's X amount of dollars available to you.
Correct, yeah.
And then they can draw monthly, they can draw, you know, they have, treat it like an emergency fund?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so, and then the other that you're going to talk about is fixed, and they pull out a lump sum,
mm-hmm.
and how does that work?
The fixed rate, we tell you, or the rules of the loan say that you qualify for X amount, and it'll be similar to the reverse mortgage line of credit amount.
Okay.
But you must take all the money available. You get one time to do it. So you take all $200,000 or whatever that number is. You must take all of it, and it has interest charges accruing on that full amount.
Okay.
Where the adjustable rate does not. The adjustable rate has no interest charge if you have not taken any money from your credit line.
Right, okay.
So
it,
depending on what your strategy is, which one of those makes sense, tells you which makes sense. If you want that safety net line of credit, maybe 5 or 10 years from now, you want to start drawing. Or you have a medical emergency or something like that, well, that's the one you want.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
interest charges on no money borrowed.
But it's there if you
but
need it.
But it's there and growing.
Yeah. And now the fixed one, if you said you take all of it, if you don't want to take all of it, do you not? I mean, I could imagine, you know, say there's, you know, $100,000 available. And it's, I don't know if we talked about it, it's based on the equity you have in the home, right? And
yes,
your age.
Yes,
I know, we
age,
did talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so say there's $100,000 and I only want $50,000.
That's fine.
I can do that,
you
but it's a
that.
One-time deal. If I want to come back and go, oh, you know, I kind of need a little bit more.
You can't go back to the well.
Okay.
That's one time you make up your mind up to that $100,000 if that's your maximum available. But you only get one choice, one time to take it. The adjustable allows you to come back if and when you need to. And I should say in both cases, both fixed rate and adjustable, you are free to make payments, and that's something people don't think about.
That you can pay some of the interest.
If your mom wants to save
equity for you. My inheritance.
And she has the funds, well, go right ahead and make a payment. You'll reduce the debt amount and reduce the final debt. So they can function just like any mortgage that way.
Yeah.
Not sure why I took off on that tangent, but
I don't remember either. Yeah. But I know that's okay. It's all good. I mean, I think the line of credit is the way to go. Unless and we'll I want to really dig into the purchase part, and I think that's kind of that's similar to that fixed rate.
Yes.
Although you're pulling out the equity and putting it towards a new home.
Correct.
Right? So how does that work? So the reverse mortgage purchase, is that what it's called?
H4P.
H4P.
Heckam for purchase. or the reverse mortgage purchase.
Okay.
Kind of new. It's been around probably 5 years, and we're seeing more and more use, and I think it's really pretty smart.
I think so, too.
The market is for... The ideal client would be someone that's downsizing or right-sizing, moving near their kids, mm-hmm. got a home that might be paid off. Say it's worth $500,000, and they sell it.
Okay.
Now they've got $500,000 in their pockets, planning to buy a home someplace else or trying mm-hmm. to decide what to do. They could use that $500,000 in cash and go pay for home cash, mm-hmm. and they've used up that whole nest egg.
Right.
Reverse mortgage for purchase says they can identify a home, go into contract on that home, and let's say it's $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
The reverse mortgage, same formula that we use as always, the reverse okay. mortgage says they can qualify for 50% of the home.
Approximately.
That's the rough number.
And it's, again, based on age and
yes.
how much money they have.
The reverse okay. mortgage says they get
$200,000. Okay.
That $200,000 will be used as purchase money towards this
right,
new home.
Okay.
They have to pull $200,000 out of their nest egg,
mm-hmm.
but it leaves them $300,000 cash still.
Right, okay.
And they finance the purchase of the home. Going forward, they have no more payments. Yes, they've put $200,000 in debt on the home,
mm-hmm.
interest accrues, no monthly payment, and they've kept $300,000 of their nest egg.
Hmm.
I've got to say, all reverse mortgages... There is a monthly obligation because, like always, we've got to pay property taxes. We've got to keep the home insured.
Right.
We've got to pay our homeowners association dues.
Yeah.
But no mortgage payment.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. And now, are there impound accounts that you do, or are the homeowners responsible for taking care of that?
You can choose. Yep. You can opt into an impound account.
Okay.
Or not. It does consume... part of your available purchase money, though.
Yeah, rethinking that after I said it, it doesn't really make sense because you're not making the payment you're making would only be for the property taxes,
right.
the insurance, and
right.
so you might as well just pay it yourself.
Right. So that's a way to leverage up. Also, if someone has only $200,000 to buy a home with.
Yeah.
Well, they could buy it $400,000 approximately,
right.
using a reverse mortgage. So they're. Different strategies, but
yeah.
we oftentimes think of downsizing and preserving that equity nest egg from the sale of a home,
mm-hmm.
getting into a home that's the right size, it's modernized, it's in a community like Oakmont.
Yeah, yeah. And in thinking about that scenario you just said where if they only had $200,000 coming out of a sale of a house, they wouldn't have any payments then. Although, like you said, property taxes, insurance, and...
Correct.
The other.
No payments.
Yeah.
No monthly payments. How does that sound?
Say that again really loud. No
monthly payments.
Show me the money.
Keep your obligations. It's critical that people pay property taxes, homeowners, and insurance.
Yeah.
Like any time, if you don't pay your property taxes, you're in trouble. And
right.
The lender has to foreclose.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we're looking for in loan qualifying with reverse mortgages.
Okay.
All we're wanting to see from borrowers is they have the the income and or assets to stay current on their property taxes,
right.
homeowners
okay.
insurance, and HOA dues if they're there.
Right, right. So there is a little bit of qualifying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And history. We want to see responsible history. You haven't been in default on your property taxes
okay.
in the last 2 years.
Now, what about somebody that had gone through foreclosure or short sale or anything like that? I mean, do you check credit score?
We do check,
okay.
and we do look back, and there are limitations. I don't have off the top of my head, I want to say 2 or 3 years
okay.
for foreclosure, short sale. I have to dig into the guidelines.
Yeah,
that.
No, that's
yeah.
okay. I threw that one out at you,
yeah.
but I'm just... I could see that as maybe being really the only roadblock to
yes.
to a reverse mortgage is, you know, the two that you just mentioned, making sure you have enough income to pay for those property taxes and
correct.
Insurance and HOA and all that, and that you are responsible. Your history shows that you've been responsible
correct.
To pay those payments.
Correct.
So other than that, you're getting, you know, money not money for nothing, but it sure feels like it. Yeah. For, you know, and for somebody that, like we said, you know, settling in, aging in place is a big thing, and I think this is really a good way to do it, and I wish that, you know, hope that more people will look into it as a good option, because, you know, we see so many people living from Social Security paycheck to pay, you know, or not paycheck, but, you know, every month, and like my mom, you know, who it would be nice to be able to pull that money off the house. I'm glad. I have a question that came in, was texted to me, so we'll cover it when we get back, but I'll give it to you so you can think about it. We're going to take a break. But so what about doing a reverse mortgage to cover in-home care for a dementia patient? Somebody needs, you know, extra care coming in. That sounds like that would be the reverse. That would be the line of credit.
Probably makes more sense. It's what I might, right off the top of my head, what I'd advise. But
okay, we'll think about that. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up talking with David Carter about reverse mortgage. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Curry, five stops to the right side, loads up another one. Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. Ridiculous. Klay Thompson hit it from the sideline, 10 of 10 for three.
That's just how unselfishly are. You got two of the best scorers in the world looking for you. That says a lot about what they're about.
I'm Klay Thompson, and this is KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning here on the News and Talk, Sonoma County, 1350 AM, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM also. And my favorite way to listen is KSRO.com, streaming live. I think it's I can sit and listen to it on my phone anywhere I am. We're talking about reverse mortgage today. We're going to finish up that. I think it's such an interesting subject. So we have David Carter here, Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
There's so much to cover, and really, I encourage you, if you have any further lingering questions, because there's no way we can get into all the technical details here on the show. But David, why, do you mind if people give you a call? I forgot to mention the call-in numbers. We don't really have time, but if you have a burning question, call the radio show, 707-636-1350, and we'll see if we can answer a quick question. We only have about 10 minutes left. But other than that, why don't you give everybody your phone number so we can answer questions offline?
Sure. So do that at this
moment. Do that now, right now.
707-235-8786 is the number.
Okay.
And email dcarter@reversefunding.com.
Perfect. Okay. And that'll be on the podcast, the KSRO website. Also on the realestatehourblog.com is all of the information, and the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. So lots of different ways you can find David. We'll finish up kind of, we touched on the different types. There's the one where you can pull out a little bit of money at a time, like a line of credit, and you only pay on the interest. I mean, you only pay interest on Correct. The part you pull out. The fixed rate, you pull a big chunk. The purchase, which acts is similar to a fixed rate.
It is. Oftentimes people pick fixed rate just because they know they're drawing all the money today. They'd like the comfort or security of knowing they have a fixed rate. So that's a good use of the fixed rate reverse mortgage.
Okay. Yeah. And I think as far as we had a question before we went to the break, paying for in-home care.
Yes.
And you said you see that a lot.
I do
as
see,
a reason
yes,
for doing that.
Quite a bit of that. I don't know how many times I've worked with family members who are looking for ways to provide in-home care or perhaps out-of-the-home care for one spouse,
mm-hmm.
Using home equity to pay for the care and dementia care or something like that. A little more complicated because of elder financial abuse concerns. I mean, when you say dementia, I know we're talking probably about a power of attorney for the person. And
right.
I do them. It's not uncommon. We are fairly strict. I mean, everyone is. It
mm-hmm.
needs to be when it comes to elder financial abuse. I'm not suggesting anyone or our caller has
bad notes. But that's good to think about.
Yeah, be prepared for more documentation and that sort of thing.
Okay. It's so to make sure that they're not pulling the money out for their own personal...
Correct.
to pay their own bills and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's important because that is a big thing. But it's also, what a great way to, there's so many people that are stressed out about that. You know, family members like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for mom's care? Or,
I would say do it sooner rather than later because I can't tell you how many circumstances it is. We often do, it's an emergency now and we've got to get this done. Mom's fallen, she's getting discharged next week from
we don't have any money, but she's got all this equity in her house.
But I do it early, do it when you're not stressed and you're not struggling
and it's not urgent. And that brings up a really good point. So how long does it take to get to process the loan?
30 to 45 days.
So that's
very
good.
Typically. That's good
to know.
First step, you've got to go get counseling with an FHA-trained counselor to walk you through the ins and outs of a reverse mortgage, make sure you understand your obligations.
Okay.
The options that we're discussing, fixed rate versus adjustable rate, how you take payments out. And so that must be done by all borrowers.
Okay.
As a consumer protection.
And is that like they go somewhere and sit down and take class or is
right
it online?
Right now,
or?
There's nothing local face-to-face to my knowledge. There has been in the past, but I have many, many agencies nationwide that, by phone.
Oh, okay. So it's a phone
conversation. Yeah.
Okay. I would imagine it would be good to have somebody there with you, to help you understand.
Absolutely, yes. All advisors, family members, and of course the borrowers. I encourage everyone to get information that might, be participating in this loan later.
to help understand it,
yeah.
And it'd be good because I know that like I said with. Some people that think it's a horrible idea because you're using up the equity in your home. That's typically the older person that grew up with their, knew about that. What did you call the old one? It was some...
Reverse mortgage annuity.
Okay. So this is not that.
Not
this is
that.
Such a better product. With the protection of the FHA now.
Correct.
So it's such a good program. But I guess I was trying to make a point. I think even some of the younger, people my age, not very younger, I'm in my 50s, but I'm almost eligible for a reverse mortgage. But probably still have that same misconception as, just... It passes down, So
mm-hmm.
I think it's good to get the information. I think it's great to have a conversation with somebody like David and really understand it. And that's interesting that they actually make you take a little class.
Yep.
Or a phone, kind of like a phone interview.
It is, yeah. Phone interview, class.
Make sure you understand what
Correct.
You're getting yourself into. Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess you probably would provide then a... is it kind of like an amortization schedule you would get with
yes.
a loan? So they can see how much equity is, going away, basically. But at the same time, keep in mind, you're not making a payment. And I think that's such an important part of it.
Huge. 'Cause,
any loan you're going to be paying interest on. So
yes.
what you pay when you're done, at the end, when you're paying off this loan, is the interest.
You're paying off the interest. The cash draws plus the interest that's accumulated over time.
Oh, that's right. That's right, the cash draws.
Right, minus any payments you've made over time. That's what's owed.
Yeah.
And so we do have an amortization schedule and
Number so somebody can look at it and see, this is what's happening.
What if, scenario A, scenario B, we can predict as best we can.
Good.
Yep.
Well, I think it's a great program. Anything else? What didn't we cover? The home purchase we covered, and the sorry, I'm reading my notes because I thought I had another question. And so the age requirement is 52. 62. I'm trying to make myself qualify because I have some equity in my home, so that would be nice. I think it's important. I think it's really interesting that, and I guess it makes sense when you think about it more, that the older the person is, the more money you can draw. There's so many things I can imagine a person could pull. You can do whatever you want with this money. So correct. It's to help pay bills. It's to, go on that safari in Africa that you wanted to do, bucket list items. I mean,
the scenario I see, the majority of my clients, I mentioned earlier in the program, are boomers and have mortgage debt currently. And income has changed. And that monthly payment they're making is a financial strain.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at a reverse mortgage to refinance that debt.
Right. Okay. So get over
into a no payment mortgage.
Okay.
So let's say you've got $200,000 mortgage debt on your home. That is refinanced within the reverse mortgage. It uses up $200,000 of your available principal.
Yeah.
But that becomes a no payment debt.
Nice.
So the $1,200 or $1,300 or $1,500 a month that they're paying now is in the household budget. And everything begins to work better. And whatever is left is available line of credit for an emergency, home improvements, repairs, whatever it might be. And so that really is the majority of who I'm working with now, rather than, so not a last resort, not I'm 85 and I'm going to fund my care in my home for the last years of my life.
Yeah.
It's the younger borrower again that is using it strategically.
Yeah.
Not to say that I don't have older borrowers, but it's not used as a last resort tool.
Yeah. Well, especially you had mentioned it takes 30 to 45 days. So that's a really good reason why you shouldn't wait till until you really need the money, because it's not going to come in 2 weeks. So, thank you so much for all the information. And again, David's phone number this is David Carter and Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC. Phone number 707-235-8786. dcarter@reversefunding.com. That information is on ksro.com under the Real Estate Hour, and on the realestatehourblog.com and on Facebook at Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So thank you so much for coming and talking about reverse mortgage. Give David a call if you have further questions, because he's got all kinds of information. And I wanted briefly to remind you, I'm going to be at 1120 Hexham Avenue. This is a 2,300-plus square foot single-level home over there off of Crest in the Proctor Terrace School District area. Just a really unique and interesting property. Mid-century modern, meets modern. bring your imagination, because it's got a lot of potential. And then 2309 Cross Avenue, PUD, two-bedroom, one-bath for $319. That'll be open today also, both 1 to 4. So I look forward to seeing you. Thanks again for joining us. We'll talk next week on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I'm Allison Norman, and thank you for joining me. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K278 CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He's not commenting specifically on those.